Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This Toyota Owners 400 DFS and Underdog Picks edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, NASCAR, F1, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code RACESGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off of your first month and start making smarter bets today.
Driver! Start your engine!
Strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
Let's talk racing things, shall we? It is, of course, the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's Cody Zeeb. I'm Rod Villagomez. Happy Friday if you celebrate, or, of course, if it's Saturday or maybe Sunday morning and you're mowing your lawn before the race. Happy whatever day it is to you. Welcome. We are now talking the DFS portion for Cup. And, Cody, this is the end of the week, but the end of a great week, in my opinion. We've had a lot of great conversations about these drivers, and I'm just looking forward to the race now.
I'm ready for it to be here. Gotta wait till Sunday evening, but I guess it's Easter, so that's okay. And more time to get your lineups in and listen to this show. Happy Easter to everybody, of course. I'm excited. I'm pumped. This is probably going to be a Toyota-heavy show for me again, Rod. I don't know if you listened to the betting episode earlier this week, but all about the Toyotas this week. And I think that trend is going to continue. I'm excited to talk DFS, talk fantasy, underdog picks. Let's fucking go.
Shameless plug also. Yeah. Go back, listen to all of the betting episodes because again, I hate to beat a dead horse for you guys. I'm sorry. Feed a fed horse for you folks that listen to this all the time because, we try to talk about different drivers throughout the course of the week because we don't necessarily want to overload you with just one person or two people to blank your whole card out. But obviously, we do talk about some more drivers in the betting episode. And, of course, we strengthen our case on some of these drivers that we bring up, too, in those betting episodes. Betting, DFS, kind of all go hand in hand as far as the stats are concerned. It doesn't matter if you're putting them in your lineups, picking the underdog pick on them, or putting them in a parlay. It's all about the same research. It's just a matter of how we get there. So make sure to go listen to those, and you may find yourself a new favorite show.
Absolutely. Can't agree with you more.
Speaking of favorite shows, look, there's tons of great shows on this SGPN network. If you have not already, I know you're already listening to this NASCAR gambling podcast, and we appreciate you for it. And for those of you that continue to, I mean, listen, the numbers stagger me each and every week nowadays. We went into this not knowing what we were going to get, and I tell you, three seasons in, buddy, we are...
Understatement of the century, Rod.
We are cruising right along. And all of the other shows on this network are the same quality as this one. So if you have not yet, if you've checked one out yet, please do. Up to and including the Mothership, the sports gambling podcast show itself. The one with Ryan Real Money Kramer and Sean stacking the money green. He's still stacking the greens too. But yeah, those guys... They were the godfathers of it all. They're the ones that got us here, and you got to go give them a listen. They've been picking tournament games, the NCAA tournament games, against the spread since 2012. 12 years these guys have been picking against the spread, and they're doing quite well for themselves, if you can't already tell. But go make sure you subscribe to them as well. And then, of course, the College Basketball Experience. Don't want to miss Colby, Pick Dundee, Dant, and Ryan Moneyline Mac as they give it to you. And Noah B, the producer, they give you great coverage on college basketball. So subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Basketball Experience wherever you get your podcast. Cody, what were we gonna add in there?
There is no personality like Colby Dant anywhere, probably in the entire world. Oh, and 100%. He is absolutely wonderful. I fucking love that dude. So yeah, definitely. Just like, it don't matter if you want to listen to the sports he's talking about. Just go listen to Colby. It's worth it.
Or you just want to listen to the intro where he's like, that's not a pick. This is a pick.
That's, it is an epic intro.
It is an epic intro. There's nobody does it like Cody Dance or Colby Dance. So, well, Cody, listen, I'm with
Colby,
you.
Colby.
Yeah. I'm with you 5 days a week. If I screw his name up, that's one thing. That's if right. I screw your name up, that's completely another.
Yeah.
So because this is an Xfinity centric episode or a cup centric episode, we did the Xfinity one yesterday. Since this is just a cup centric one, we can do what we did the last few times and what we've done since we've started and give you a high price driver, a mid price driver, and a low price driver. And then of course we'll give you three underdog picks to close out the episode. So, that is how we will approach this episode because that is, because we can do it now with an actual, cup centric episode. We are at the Richmond Raceway in Richmond, Virginia. It's not really Richmond though, but I'll still call it Richmond, Virginia. It's just outside of Richmond unincorporated principality, but for the better part of purposes, it's Richmond. 400 laps.
Undisclosed location.
Yeah, right. To try to find it. It's like a speakeasy of races. 400 laps around this 0.75-mile paved track for an even 300 miles. Lots of laps, Cody. Lots of potential for laps led. We've seen big lap leaders on this in the tune of hundreds of laps led. So identifying lap leaders are going to be important. Place differential always plays a factor in it, but I think we're looking for laps led in this one, yeah?
Yeah, laps led, fastest laps. Again, that's going to be the most important things. Changing the strategy, right? Last week, laps led didn't mean a ton. Fastest laps didn't mean a ton. It was more about finishing position, place differential. You go back to Bristol a couple weeks ago, it was a bit of a shit show. But again, it was all about laps led, fastest laps, even though the fastest laps were slow laps because of the tires. We don't expect to see that here at Richmond this weekend. So I guess maybe a little bit unfortunate as far as the betting fantasy side, sort of fortunate because hard to pick those types of races. So it's all about laps led. It's all about fast laps. That's the main thing. Of course, you want your finishing position and your place differential as well, but those weigh much less than the other two things.
Fast is a state of mind, especially on tracks where your tires go completely flat when you try to go too fast.
McQueen.
Speed. I am speed. Yes. All right. Well, listen, I don't think we need to set too much else up. I do enjoy these DFS episodes because really there's no other news now.
This is like, it's great. Like, obviously it's Friday, which everybody likes getting to Friday, right? And like, we've gone through the week, we've set everything up, we've talked about all the news. there's nothing left to do but get into the fantasy, Rod. Let's begin with you need to play Joe Gibbs Racing drivers this weekend. If you've watched a few of the races this season, Rod, these fellas leading quite a few laps. Ryan over at iFantasy Racing, 2024 top five lap leaders. Denny Hamlin's number one, Joe Gibbs Racing driver. Kyle Larson is number two, honorable mention there at 224. Ty Gibbs, Joe Gibbs Racing driver, 195. Martin Truex Jr., Joe Gibbs Racing driver, 124. Christopher Bell, Joe Gibbs Racing driver, 110. So four of the top five are the four Gibbs cars. These guys are sharing the laps led, not necessarily just one guy dominating these races. So I think you're going to need to play multiple guys. But the guy that I am targeting, Mr. Christopher Bell, Mr. Short Flat Track himself, Mr. On Fire as of late. You go back to last week at COTA, very fast car, running William Byron down at the end. Some would argue if Ty Gibbs didn't hold him up a little bit, maybe he would have caught Byron. I don't know if that would have been the case or if he'd have been able to pass him, but he's been fast. You go back to Phoenix, of course, a couple of weeks ago, Rod, a similar track to this. Absolute rocket ship of a car. He led 54 laps, had 54 fastest laps. Ends up winning the day after starting in 13th place. 93.8 points in Phoenix. That's a hell of a day for you. That's what you're looking for this weekend. But yeah, it's all about Christopher Bell being good at short flat tracks, like we've talked about time and time again. Again, with Eric Almirola gone, like this is kind of his thing now, is the short flat tracks. And then just he's been so fast lately. You go back, you look at his finishes in the next-gen car here, 20th place in the fall, but that's a little bit misleading. He was a fast car that day. A speeding penalty cost him, ends up in 20th. His three previous finishes, though, in the next-gen car, 4th, 2nd, 6th, good finishes he's getting you. And prior to the next-gen car, 3rd, 4th, and a 15th, even in that 95 car, Rod, when he was a rookie. He's good at Phoenix. He's good in New Hampshire. He's good at these types of tracks. Love Christopher Bell today, Sunday, every day, Saturday, twice on Sunday, Friday, whatever day it is today. I don't even know. Love Christopher Bell this weekend. And again, he's my outright guy that I'm on, splitting hairs with the Joe Gibbs guys. But we're not going to talk about Ty Gibbs. He's not one of our picks this time, although he is a pick for sure. Remember the days, Rod, the glory days, 7,400, 7,600, $10,000 on DraftKings this week. It's officially over. RIP cheap Ty Gibbs. We'll probably never see those numbers again. It was nice while it lasted. Even at 10,000, he's worth considering, but you're going to have to smash some Joe Gibbs drivers in here. We might have to go cheap on the cheap plays because these guys are going to share these laps led. Love Christopher Bell. Love your play as well.
Yeah, so my play, yet another Joe Gibbs Racing driver, the most expensive on the slate, but I'm here to tell you right now, you have to have at least one lineup with Denny Hamlin in it. You have to. It's just if it's your only dart, I think you have to suck it up and play him. He's $11,200. But I'm telling you right now, if you miss out and this guy comes out and leads a ton of laps on you, you are going to be screwed. Now, granted, it's been a little while since Denny Hamlin has led more than about 70 laps on this track, but he did lead 70 laps in 2023 in the spring in this last race. In the fall, he led 20, but he did finish second in that race as well. He can go off and lead 200 laps like he did in 2021. He has led on this track altogether in 34 starts, 2,226 laps. This dude leads laps like crazy. In 2021, in the fall, came back and led 197 laps. I'm telling you, it's one of those things where Denny Hamlin is just good on this track altogether. And so far this season, he's led laps in every single race, including the 163 that he led in Bristol when he ended up winning from the third position. Led 42 laps at Phoenix, 43 laps in Vegas. So we're kind of looking at those as being, you know, the tracks that aren't super speedways and aren't road course racing. But also, if Denny Hamlin comes out and has a day like he did a couple of weeks ago in Bristol, where he got you 110 fantasy points, even on an $11,200 price, I'm telling you right now that it's hard to get 10 times the value on a driver when he's over 10 grand, right? So you can't miss out on that if he comes out and dominates. I'm pretty high on Denny Hamlin this week because I honestly think that he is in for another good day. We're starting to see that confident Denny Hamlin. And Cody always talks about it too, where you have a win in your hand. You can take chances. You don't have to play the same strategy that these guys are playing. You can stay out. You can, you know, pit early. You can do whatever you want if you've already got a win in your hand. You're not locked in the playoffs, but a guy like Denny Hamlin's going to add points on top of that win and make it tough. All right, NASCAR interns. But yeah, anyway, so overall, listen, to just put a bow on Denny Hamlin, because I think, you know, it's definitely, it's not a hard sell for most folks, but 104 short track starts in his Cup career. Okay. He has led 5,807 laps on these short tracks. And now I know that, you know, this is not a short track per se, but it's still considered in the short track family. So that's a lot of laps that this guy's led on this one. So the finishing position will likely be there. The laps led will likely be there. Again, his average finishing position here at Richmond in 34 starts, 8.5. Top 10 finisher perennial. He's only had one finish outside of the top, two finishes outside of the top 10 since you got, or three finishes outside of the top 10. You got to go all the way back to 2015 for the last time, the spring of 2015. You know, it's so crazy, this guy.
That's pretty solid. Yeah, and it's home track for him. He's from the Virginia area there. And, dude, just JGR, the Toyotas that dominate this place, you've got to go heavy on them. Honestly, if you can squeeze in, oh, man, it's going to be tough to get three of them in, but it might be worth it, Rod, if you leave out the one that doesn't go the most berserk of them, but you've got to focus on the JGR Toyotas this weekend.
I've got a punt play to help you do that as well. And in fact, we're going to get down to those mid-tier drivers, but I want to tell you first about Cut. We have been high on Cut since the beginning, and now that we've been super active with them, we are even more in on them. Cody has got a ton of great bets for you to jump up onto. It's a peer-to-peer social betting network, Cut is. It's U.S.-based, and it's available in 40 states. So if legal betting is not available in your area, guess what? Cut probably is. So make sure you're getting down on that. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. You got to bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, or anything else with a verifiable income outcome. Well, you can get income from those verifiable outcomes. Plus, it's tons of fun. It's got social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Hey, listen, in a couple of weeks is WrestleMania. I told Cody I've been watching the old WrestleManias just to get myself primed for this. Maybe I'll add some Cut bets for WrestleMania. I know we're NASCAR, but this is a verifiable outcome. We can have some fun outside of the NASCAR space too. Plus, Cut offers the lowest VIG and fully customizable odds, which means I can create my WrestleMania bets and we can have some fun. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for money ever again. There's social features like group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and so much more. Plus, rewards, get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's K-U-T-T, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We are about to load you up with all of our favorite underdog fantasy plays for this Toyota Owners 400, and we are going to do it with a smile on our face. Why? Because you guys have had fun using Underdog. We have had fun using Underdog Fantasy. All you got to do to play is you've got to pick better or worse than the finishing positions that they are projected to have these drivers, and just stack them all up. Watch the winning potential go up. And if you find some of those spicy chilies on some of those other sports like basketball, quite possibly, where you pick higher than or lower than the projected stat totals for these guys, all you got to do is watch that. And you could win up to 100X on your entry if you find that spicy little chili. Does it sound like fun? It better. Sign up today with promo code RACESGPN. You're going to get your first deposit double up to $100 as well as an instant pick-up special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code RACESGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick-up special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Let's take a step down into the lower price drivers, not the low, but at least the mid-tier drivers, and save our folks a little money on this lineup. What do you say?
Yeah, here's another good guy that, surprise, drives a Toyota Rod. Should be fast this weekend. Tyler Reddick, only $8,700. This just seems like such a misprice for me. I mean, you go back and look at Vegas. He was only 89. He scored you 75.8 points that week. Only 85 at Phoenix, 58.7. He led 68 laps in Phoenix. Again, very comparable track here. You go back to last week, of course, the road course, he still scores you 37.7, which was a pretty solid day for Tyler Reddick. But only 8,700, Rod. 23.11 looks good here last year, both he and Bubba Wallace. Bubba's another one to consider at a little bit of a cheaper price. But again, you know how high I am on Tyler Reddick this season. I know the victories haven't been there yet. I think those are coming, but he's shown up on the track. I mean, he's had speed, he's looked fast. Go back to Las Vegas, running Kyle Larson down there at the end. You go back to Phoenix. Roddy probably would have won that race had it not been for Denny Hamlin spinning out by himself, changing, flipping the entire... Yes, I know. Rod rolled his eyes, and I completely agree with you. Flipping and changing the entire pit cycle. Reddick gets stuck back in traffic, and the car was dog shit in traffic and was not able to do anything. So Tyler Reddick, he's been on a good roll here. Like to see it. You go back to last season, Rod. He led in the fall here 81 laps. So, again, another good sign for you there. He actually started on the pole. So, if he starts on the pole again or starts up front, that's going to be a good sign. He's going to lead a lot of laps. Ended up with a 16th place finish that day. Had some pit issues, which is going to be the biggest concern, of course. But, you know, he had finishes the third place at Phoenix. And New Hampshire, he was in sixth place. So, some of the comp tracks he's been very good at as well. So Tyler Reddick, again, to not a guy we talked about on the betting episode this week. There wasn't a great way to just get in on betting him this week, I don't think. But I think when it comes to DFS, again, maybe you grab two of those JGR cars, a Bell, a Hamlin, then you kind of go down and save a little bit of money with a guy like Reddick here. You're getting almost essentially another JGR car, right? A small step down from JGR, of course, but in a strong, talented driver in Tyler Reddick, only 8,700 compared to the 11,000. 11-2 of a Bell and a Hamlin. Saves you a little money, gives you a little more wiggle room down the board. So give me Tyler Reddick, 8,700.
Well, I'm going to step away from the Toyota camp for a second for mine. It's funny because I was thinking about Reddick, and I was actually, you know, looking at him, especially for Underdog, and I was like, well, we didn't even talk about Reddick on this one. It's very strange that we go an episode, complete episode, without talking about Reddick. So I had to check our temperature to make sure we were both feeling okay.
I did that on purpose, Rod. I'm hoping that he'll just break out and win this week since we didn't mention him on the show. It was a calculated maneuver here.
A reverse jinx. You're trying to make it to where, okay.
If I don't talk about him, maybe he wins and cashes all these bets I should have placed on him. And then it helps my win total that I'm trying to get to here.
I love it. All right. Well, I'm gonna step away from the Toyota camp. I'm gonna go Ford. My mid tier driver is Brad Keselowski, $8,200 for a Hawaiian roll bread. This is, you got to take a leap of faith with this one. And this one's, I think, a GPP dart rather than a cash play because Brad can do a couple of different things for you. He can come out and lead you 102 laps like he did in the spring. Or, I'm sorry, in the fall of last year. Or he could come out, lead you no laps, and finish 15th, which, you know, in and of itself is not that bad of a day. But in the fall of 2022, actually, in the spring of 2022, he finished 13th and started 19th, which isn't good. You know, that's actually a pretty decent DFS day for you. And then in the spring last season, he started 24th and finished 10th, led a lap along the way. So a pretty decent day for you there as far as DFS is concerned. But, you know, for Brad, in the spring of 2021, things just weren't as good as they should have been. 14th, 13th, 13th, 15th, 10th, right? Those are all his finishes between the spring of 2021 and the spring of 2023. But he did win in the fall of 2020, and he had a fourth place finish in the fall of 2019. 7th, 9th, 8th, 11th, 2nd, 4th. He's actually been pretty good at this track in his past, right? He led 192 laps in 2020 in the fall when he won, 89 in the fall of 2019 on his way to that seventh place finish, or that fourth place finish, rather. So it's been a mixed bag for him here. And again, it's difficult because for Brad Keselowski, we know that he is a solid racer. But I will say, I took a look at his Xfinity results just for the hell of it, because I was thinking to myself, okay, he's good, but how good is he really? Dude has 4 wins in 17 starts in the Xfinity Series on this track. 10 top 10s, 9 top 5s, and 17 starts. He owned this as an Xfinity driver. So far this season, really, outside of super speedways and road courses, it hasn't been all that bad for him, especially for DFS purposes. 61 points for you at Bristol, 55 points for you a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix, and then 43 in Vegas. So a pretty good stretch of returns, and he's dropped down to 82 this week. So I'll take 55 points from him at an 82, like you got to him a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix. So yeah, I mean, for Brad, like I said, it's a step down in price for 8,200, but I think there's a lot of potential there. But I still wouldn't put him in a cash game for sure.
Yeah, I like it. You might be able to play him in cash, Rod, maybe, potentially. I don't know. I think he's a good play. I think he's a little bit more popular than I would want this week, which is kind of scares me off of him a little bit. But we know these RFK cars can show up at a track like this. We know that they can be good. We've seen it already in this next-gen car. And, I mean, honestly, Buescher won that race, yes. Keselowski probably should have won it. So, hard to argue with him at 8,200.
Beautiful. All right, we got to save them even more money, Cody, so let's go to our low-price drivers. What are we looking at for them?
Yeah, I mean, there's some attractive guys kind of higher end of the low-price side, right? Austin Dillon looks pretty good. Noah Gragson, you're kind of pushing it there. But I wanted to go down and find a cheaper play to save money and force more of these Toyotas in here, Rod. So I'm going with Todd Gilliland, $5,500. Look, Todd Gilliland, not going to light the world on fire, not going to win this race, but could be a solid play for you. You go back to Phoenix, Rod, starts 29th. He finishes 17th, 42 points from Todd Gilliland at only 5,900 that day. Now his price is down to 5,500. So not really sure what happened, why he went down, but a good, strong day from him there. You know, even at Las Vegas, 25 points for you. Starts 31st, finishes 24th. Again, you don't need much from him. You just need a little bit. They've got this upgraded package with partnership with Penske, right? And I'm not completely sold that it's going to make them so much better. But when you're looking at the bottom of this board, Rod, and you've got Daniel, can't say his name, Kaz Grala, Harrison Burton, Justin Haley, Ty Dillon, even like I don't want to play Corey LaJoie this week because he's historically bad at Richmond. There's not a lot of great options underneath of him here, and I think that he is a strong driver that can compete. You go back to last spring's race here, he actually finished 15th, Rod. A little bit deceiving, right? It was a late pit strategy, but hey, if it worked once, maybe they can pull it off again. He's got the upside to get you that type of finish if they can make the right call. You come back here in the fall, and 25th place again, not horrible. He started 16th that day, so you'd kind of want him to start a little farther back than that, but definitely not bad finishes at all. And you go back to 2022, you know, 27th here in the fall, not bad by any means. And then the spring race was 25th. So again, you know, if you're finishing 25th, like you don't need him to finish that much better, especially if he doesn't start well. Again, you know, finished 17th at Phoenix and scored you the 42 points, which is a pretty big day from a guy this cheap. So I think Todd Gilliland is kind of, along with the guy that you're going to give out, which is the guy that I would have taken if you didn't take him first, these are the guys that are real cheap that you can squeeze in that give you some pretty good upside and definitely are safer plays at the bottom of this, so you can kind of force in some of those bigger drivers. And again, you know, if a Kyle Larson starts on the pole or William Byron starts on the pole, and we'll look at those guys in addition to the JGR guys, stuff like that. So, I think Gilliland is a good choice at 5,500 to save some money.
Yeah, I mean, again, all you want is a top 25 out of a guy like him because you know he's probably going to start somewhere in the 30s. He's going to not qualify well, and then he's going to have to piece and part his way up through the field. And again, like you said, a 25th place finish is great return on a guy like that. This next one, the only thing that scares me about Carson Hocevar is that he could qualify well, and that's the thing that kind of makes me go, man, I don't know, because if he does qualify well and all of a sudden at 5,900, right, you need him to kind of stay where he's at if he qualifies well, because you don't want him to lose you too many positions because that's just going to bite into his value. So, or maybe it's fine if he loses only a couple, but no Cup Series experience on Richmond. He has not made a start at all in his career. In fact, he doesn't have an Xfinity start here on this track. The only starts he's got is in the Truck Series. But lest you fear, Carson Hocevar truthers, he does have a win in the Truck Series on this track. 64 laps out of 250 that he led in the fall of 2023 with the Trucks. He's got a 10th place, a 12th place, and a 22nd place finish in that as well. But here's the thing about Carson Hocevar, which kind of makes you love him a little bit. He does have 23.8, he's averaging points per race, which at a $5,900 clip, that's actually not bad. That's almost four times what he's valued. So it's kind of, you know, I would take that. I would like more out of it. And these guys that are on the bottom, you'll take four times out of it because that's just a pretty decent investment. Especially like Cody was saying, you start to read off those guys at the bottom. You know, I'm probably not going to get four times out of guys like that. 14 points last week at COTA, road course, I know. 24 points at Bristol, not bad for a 5,800 price tag. 25 at Phoenix, not bad for a 6,000 price tag. 31 at Atlanta, 44 at Atlanta, 31 at Vegas, and then negative 30 at Daytona, but that's Daytona. So far, so good for Carson Hocevar. And like I said, at $5,900, when you start swimming in the waters below him, you're really looking pretty bad. I don't think you're going to get, like I said, 20 points out of some of these other guys that you're looking at in that area. So I'm not going to get 20 points out of Grala, Burton, Haley, or Dylan, not even Zane Smith. So, yeah. I mean, Haley's averaging 29.8 points per race right now, which, you know, makes me go,
Yeah, that's probably boosted a little bit by I'm not even looking at him, but I'm going to guess two super speedways in a road course because he would have been scored 17th at the road course because DFS finalizes at the checkered flag and not after post-race inspection. That's the word I was looking for. It's a big word, Rod. Sorry. Post-race inspection where he was disqualified, but I'm guessing he's propped up a little by that, but some of those guys, I mean, if they're starting dead last and you've got no, floor or at all where they're going to lose you points, you could think about it. I mean, Grala, Hamrick, I don't trust either of those guys to do anything. Haley could get you some points. Even a Dylan could get you some points. Zane Smith, again, it's been rough for him, but we know he's capable of it. And his teammates have looked pretty good. They're worth considering if they're starting all the way in the back. But as we've seen from qualifying lately, you're probably going to end up with some chalky play back there because of Noah Gragson or somebody has issues and starts last and everybody has to play him.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you got guys like Ricky Stenhouse at 23.3, Corey LaJoy, 24.7.
Stenhouse might be a popular play this week, oddly enough, because he had a really good finish here last year. But again, I think it was one of those more strategy things. And I've heard a few people on Stenhouse this week, and I don't quite buy it, Rod.
Yeah, I'm not sure that
I think I'm going to avoid that and let them fall on that sword and hope they're right.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Looks good on you, though. With a driver like that, you get a free bowl of soup.
You should play him. That's a good idea. I'll just leave him there for you.
That'll wrap up our DFS. Yeah, you can have him. Our DFS portion of the show. Let's go over the drivers one more time for you. Cody gave you Christopher Bell at $11,000. I said Sir Dennis Hamlin at 11.2 would be a good high-priced driver for you to have. Cody gave you Tyler Reddick at $8,700. I gave you Brett Keselowski at 82. If at any time Brett gets old, let me know. I'll still do it, but just let me know that you don't like it, and then we'll go from there. And then Cody gave you Todd Gilliland at 5,800, and I gave you Carson Hocevar at 5,900 as my high or low price driver for this slate.
Rod,
yes, Cody.
You finally failed. We're $500 over budget, so you would not be able to play those guys all together. Again, you're probably going to have to get pretty thrifty this week to try and hammer in some of these guys that you like.
Is that the first time? That's not
the in a long time. I mean, I'm sure we've done it before. We've been doing this long enough, but in general, this is pre-practice, pre-qualifying. We don't have any of that info, and we're each just picking three guys that we like to highlight and keep an eye on, and we like going into the weekend. So we're not building a lineup, but in general, we're pretty good about balancing our guys out, and we end up under budget. A lot of times, it's usually a couple $1,000 left on the table, but not this week, Rod. We spent up. We took the top two guys on the board. Because they're up there for a reason, and man, it's going to be tough not to have them. I mean, again, you could maybe get some cute with some JGR guys, play Truex and Gibbs instead. Although I don't know if I want to be without Hamlin or Bell this week is a scary thought. So it's going to be an interesting week to build lineups for sure. Obviously, stay tuned in the Discord. We'll see where drivers are starting and maybe have a better idea on some lanes at that point.
Yeah, of course, that is a shameless pitch for the Discord. There's so much more that goes on in that. I mean, we only talk to you for about an hour a day. That discourse is hopping all day, all night. It just
doesn't stop. It don't even slow down during the week anymore. Like, it used to be like a lull for a couple of days. Not anymore. It's constantly busy. So you can get your fill of NASCAR talk with like-minded people who listen to the show over there.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful community. I love how much it's grown. I love how much it's going to continue to grow. And just keep it going. All right, we'll come back with some underdog picks, but I want to tell you about Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rates for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark. Join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off of your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. We move on now to the underdog fantasy portion of the show. For those of you unfamiliar, maybe you are checking this out for the first time. And first of all, thank you for that. We love you. And please go to our Discord and go watch all of our other things. Subscribe to our YouTube. Rate our show and do all the things that make this thing tick. There you go. You don't hear me say all that very often, but I guess I had to get it out of the way. But Underdog Fantasy, if you have not yet signed up, please do use that promo code RACESGPN. You are going to get yourself a deposit match up to $100. Cody, I mean, free money is free money, buddy. And I've loved taking advantage of that. That was one of the first things I did when I signed up.
Oh, I mean, you double your money right from the start, and not a $10. Like, you could double $10 if that's what you want to put in. Sure. But you can do it up to $100, and it's a hell of a deal. Look, it is a fun game. They've got all the sports, all the racing stuff. There's Xfinity. We talked about that yesterday. Gave you some Xfinity picks, and you can do cross sports. You can throw in an Xfinity play. You can throw in a cup play. You can throw in an F1 play on F1 weeks. You can throw in a basketball play for the March Madness going on this weekend. You can throw in soccer.
MMA, if that's what you want.
MMA. I mean, it's all over there. Best ball drafts are already going. I don't want to tell you how many teams I have already, Rod, because it's a lot. I can't count that high. But no, Underdog is the place to be. It's a hell of a deal. Like I said, last week they gave me a nice reload bonus, so that might still be out there for some of you current users. Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Well, hold on. Let me explain the premise to him one more time, and then we'll do it. So do the racing part of this, right? Most of the contests that they have, you pick higher than or lower than the projected statistics that they are giving you, and you go from there, right? But for racing, thankfully, we cleaned up the language a little bit, and instead of higher or lower, because that's a whole ball of worms we didn't want to get into, it's better than or worse than the expected finish or projected finishing position. So let's say a driver is projected at a 10.5 place finish. We either take the better than, which means they finished 9th or better, 10th or better, or the worse than, which means they finished 11th or worse. So thankfully, we got that cleanup. So we'll each give you three drivers that we're looking at for this this contest, and you can go from there. Take all – well, you can't take all of them because you can only go up to 5. So pick and choose which ones you like the best, or take a couple and pick the rest yourself.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. They also have the rivals on there. No, they're not. We're recording this one a little bit early as we had some stuff going on, but not available at the time we're recording this, but it's head-to-head guys, or and a lot of times we'll do like place differentials, so it'll be like this guy versus this guy, and you get three places, right? So you have to beat them by three places. You can go through and build an underdog selection that way as well. So yeah, again, a lot of fun plays. Rod, my first fun play, I'm going Bubba Wallace, better than 14.5. You know, we talked about this on the betting episode, how some guys are better here in the spring, some guys are better here in the fall. Bubba Wallace, actually a guy that's better here in the fall a little bit lately, but I'm going to fall for what he did in the fall, Rod. He led 80 laps here at Richmond in the fall. I say fall, it's July 30th, so not really the fall, but led 80 laps for Bubba Wallace, finished in 12th place, 22nd in the spring. He was 13th in the fall, August of 22. And then 26 in the spring. So I'm not loving the spring trend, but he was up front all day long in the fall here. Second place in stage one, fourth place in stage two, led the 80 laps, ended up slipping back. I want to say he had a pit problem potentially that day. I don't remember exactly what the deal was for Bubba, but he's coming off of a 16th place finish at Phoenix a couple of weeks ago. So just a little bit worse than this, right? At 14.5 is where it's set. But, you know, he's a guy that you could look at to bet on a top 10, but you need to bet on a top 10 if you can put him in your underdog here at 14.5. So I like it. Rod is editing the document as I'm talking, changing his pick. Rod, I don't know if you noticed it. The pick you just changed to, I had in here a few minutes ago, and I took it out because I talked myself out of it. So I'm very interested to see you talk me into it now.
It's funny. I had, you know me, if you've listened to any Underdog episodes whatsoever, I am a guy that is a glass half full. In fact, I'm a guy that's a glass full all the time. I want to be better. I want to pick better than I want to have guys have good days. I want to see you succeed. I want to cheer you on. But as I was going to put this, I felt very irresponsible for just trying to make this case because it was a very flimsy case. And I was going on rainbows and sunshines and lollipops. So I'm changing it. I had Kyle Busch. They have his projected finishing position at 10.5. I had him better then, but I'm going worse then. I'm going worse then because we've already talked so much about Kyle Busch, especially in the betting episode, that this is just not... I mean, we always say a pissed off Kyle Busch is a dangerous Kyle Busch, right? But he's been pissed off for the last few weeks, and it's not been any better for him at all. Like, for Kyle Busch, he started out with a 12th place finish at Daytona, and we were like, okay, well, it's Daytona. He started back in the back at 34th. That's fine. Atlanta, he started third, finished third. We were like, okay, that's a pretty good. Now Kyle Busch may be back, but he has just run into a string of terrible luck. 26th at Vegas, 22nd at Phoenix, 25th at Bristol. He did get a 9th place finish at COTA last week. But as I thought about it, because I was going to say, okay, now here's some momentum going for Kyle Busch and team. But that wasn't even really Kyle. That was just a sheer luck of everything that went on in that race, especially toward the end. I couldn't even build a case on that one. And I was like, well, I'm going to go back to his past. He's got an 8.7th place finish here, average since February 2021. He's in 6 races. He's got 5 top 10s. He's got 1 top 5. It's been great for him here at Richmond too. So we're definitely going with that, right? I'm totally all about Kyle Busch at Richmond. But then I was like, but that was Kyle Busch from his pissed off, or his good days, like his JGR days. Like, I can't even get behind him as a driver this year because it just feels wrong. And yes, in the last few races, right, he's only had 1 finish outside of the top 10 since 2017, right? And that was the 14th place in the spring here last season. But then again, Kyle Busch kind of jumped out to a crazy lead, or not crazy lead, but a crazy beginning of the season, and then petered off. Then he had a resurgence at Richmond before. But then I went back and I looked at his short track finishes from last season altogether, okay? And get ready for this. If you're squeamish, I go ahead and let you turn down the radio because you may not want to listen to this, right? 25th at Bristol, 27th at Martinsville, 20th at Bristol, 3rd at Richmond, okay. 21st at Martinsville, 14th at Richmond, 29th at Martinsville, 24th at Bristol, or 34th at Bristol. The last couple of seasons have not been kind to him. Outside of Richmond, but he got that 3rd place at Richmond. But I don't know that he's got, and he's pissed off now, right? Christopher Bell did him dirty in his mind. He may be after.
Ever not pissed off, though.
This is true. This is true. However, that's a long way to say. I was going to say better than, because I was like, Richmond's his bright spot. But the dude doesn't have a bright spot right now. He is all sorts of clouded. The dark side is taking over Kyle Busch. He's not going to finish 10th. So give me Kyle Busch worse than a 10th and a half place finish in this race.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough for them lately. I mean, the RCR short track package has not looked great. I talked about Austin Dillon and gave him out for a top 10 finish on the betting episode, but that also has a lot to do with the number. You know, if his underdog was 10 and a half, I would definitely take the worst then, right? I mean, I'm betting on him to finish it in the top 10 because of the number that I'm getting and what he's capable of doing. Like I said, I had Busch in there at worse than, and his track history scared me off, but you made a lot of compelling points to the point of me thinking initially worse than is the correct play. You might not be wrong. We'll see how much the track history holds up. Again, things are different in the next gen car, and he's had good finishes here, but I'm not sold on him being better than, so I will continue to lean on the worst than side with you, Rod. I'm all glass half full this week, though. I'm going to go next to a better than as well. There's some low numbers they're hanging over here on a couple of guys that I sort of like this weekend, and Alex Bowman is one of those guys. 15.5, Rod, is what they're hanging his better than at. This is a guy who has not been great here in the fall, but has been good here in the summer. If you go back to his summer finishes, he put it on the pole, actually, here in the sprint last spring, finishing 8th place. And then you go back to April of 22, started in 28th, finishing 8th place that day as well. So strong days, 8th place finishes. Hey, get another 8th place finish. You're easily going to cover this better than at 15.5. If you want to go back pre-next gen in the spring race, Rod, he won here in 2021 on a cooler track. Alex Bowman has a weird thing for winning and running well when the track is cold. It's almost weird he didn't win at Bristol a couple weeks ago when it was cold, because it was weird. And Richmond's going to be chilly this weekend, and it's a night race, Rod. You got to keep that in factor as well. Alex Bowman, a guy that comes alive when it's cold out, so I'm going to play into that narrative. Again, his last 3 finishes here in the spring, 8th, 8th, 1st. I like that. going to go in on Alex Bowman. At 15.5, too, you're getting a solid number that's pretty far here. I mean, again, you go back and you look at Phoenix a couple of weeks ago, it was a little bit rough. The best finishing Hendrick Carr was in 14th, and Bowman had a rough day in 20th. I think he can improve just 5 spots. That's all you need to get from him here at a track where he's done pretty well on the last couple of times, coming off of a strong run last week at COTA. Again, COTA doesn't translate to here, but the momentum factor maybe starting to get things rolling in the right direction, which Bowman hasn't had since he looked very good at the beginning of last season. He was leading the points before he hurt his back. Maybe starting to get back into that a little bit with Alex Bowman. So I will take the better than 15.5 for Alex Bowman.
I love it. And again, I mean, top 15 for a Hendrick Carr, it almost feels like a no-brainer no matter where you're at. So I like that. Well, give me his teammate. I'm going to take Chase Elliott. I'm going to glass half full this. Everything I said about Kyle Busch, just take everything out and throw it out the window, because I'm going to make a case that Chase Elliott's got a much better chance of finishing inside the top 11 despite his track history. You know, we mold the stats how we feel we want to interpret them, correctly?
That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. So Chase Elliott, it's what I said about Kyle Busch. His finishes here have not been great, but keep in mind, he did not race here in the spring of last year, right? That Chase Elliott was also hurt in that one as well, so he didn't get a chance to do it. But in the fall race, he started 4th, finished 13th. This was not the Chase Elliott that we were used to seeing at all. But I said his number set at 11.5, and I think he can do it. Look, we're talking about Phoenix. He started 3rd, finished 19th. That was a hell of a bad day for that 9 team. They really got off schedule, and they just never recovered from that as well. Bristol started 5th, finished 8th, so better than in that one. And then on a road course where he should have been good, he wasn't. But overall, since February of 2021, Chase Elliott has raced this track 5 times. His average finish here is 9.6, which if you're counting, that's higher than 11.5. And I like that. He's got 2 top 10s in that span, 2 top 5s in that span as well. Only 1 time did he finish outside of the outside of that span. And then you look at short tracks in general for Chase Elliott, okay? 8th place at Bristol, obviously, earlier this season. 17th at Martinsville to close out the 2023. 7th at Bristol in 2023. 13th at Richmond. That's a couple of positions outside of this spot, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. Martinsville 10th. Bristol 2nd. Richmond 5th in August of 2022. Martinsville 10th. Richmond 14th in the spring of 2022. 16th, 25th, 4th at Richmond in 2021. 12th at Martinsville, 1st at Martinsville, 7th at Bristol, 5th at Richmond, 5th at Martinsville. Very good, very good over the last 4 seasons on these, about getting over 11.5. Now, granted, not necessarily to be a contender for the win or maybe even a good DFS play, but lots of those numbers that I read to you in there were above that 11.5 mark. And I think, you know, we're not seeing the best of Chase Elliott this season so far. And I think that's going to change, because I think it has to at this point, right? That 9 car is looking at that 24 car like, why is he doing what he's doing and I'm not doing what I'm not doing?
There has got to be so much pressure really on all 3 other Hendrick guys. Like, looking at William Byron, who, you know, isn't generally touted as the top guy or, you know, I mean, it's always been, I mean, Kyle Larson, everybody knows, is the best driver in the world right now, right? Everybody knows that. And Chase Elliott's popular. He's a champion. He's won a lot of races. Like, William Byron has said, move the fuck over to both of them, and he's taking the top spot right now. That's got to be putting pressure on these guys. Elliott, he was on Dale Jr. Download last week, the week before, maybe. He's talking about his struggles in this next-gen car, how they need to figure some shit out. So hopefully they can get it turned around and figured out. As a Chase Elliott fan, I hope he does, because I would love to see it. And you talked me into it, Rod, so I will back you on this. Also a fan of Mr. Tyrone Gibbs. 7.5, Rod. Have Underdog even been watching these races? Are you kidding me? Of course we're going better than for Ty Gibbs. He's been good. You go over to iFantasy Racing's conventional oval speed chart. He is 4th place on that. Again, one of those top 5 guys in the laps leaders board, like I mentioned earlier. third place, actually, on the lap leaderboard between Larson, behind Larson and Hamlin. Like, two of the best drivers in the sport right now. He's right behind them. Second place in the points. You go back to Phoenix, he led 57 laps there, finished in third. He was running seventh last season here. Late had a bad pit stop that pushed him back to 12th. So had he finished seventh where he was running, would have, of course, been better than here. He's also night and day difference from last year to this year, a lot better. I think that that's a great thing. Led 114 laps, won the Xfinity Series race here in 2022, Rod. Ty Gibbs has been a man on a mission lately. He has been exactly what we all knew he was going to be. Just got done talking about his DFS price, right? $75, $76, $10,000 this week over on DFS, on DraftKings. They have jacked his price up, and for good reason. They've been paying attention. 7.5, maybe not a number we're going to see very often on Underdog after this. So take advantage this weekend. Work it into all your plays across sports. And, yeah, God, love some Ty Gibbs this weekend. I think this could be it, Rod. This could be the weekend that he gets that first win. Once he pops that first win off, the league is going to be put on notice, Rod.
Yeah, you're not alone. There's, I mean, again, this entire channel that we are, our YouTube now is filled with these Ty Gibb fans that are just coming out of the woodwork and, you know, loving them some Ty Gibbs. So this is for you. Here's your red meat, Ty Gibbs fans. We love them this
week
too.
And if if you put this play in on Underdog, Rod, they do adjust lines as they go and as they see fit, but they're not going to make you change your line that you recorded with them previously, like some other places, Bet365 will. So you don't have to worry about that with Underdog, at least.
Yep. Once you lock in that stat, that is the stat that is yours until it's over. So you got to love that as well. Yeah, not going to argue with you on Gibbs. I mean, for sure a top five for him this week. And we are, you know, hoping for the win. Cross our fingers for it. Yes. This one, I picked it because we didn't really talk about him. I mean, I talked about him as a top five car. And so I think, or at least I had him as a top Chevy, one of the two. But I still think that Ross Chastain has a top 10 finish in him this week. And they've got his number, his stats set at 12.5, which, you know, I feel like a top 12 for him is doable. Listen, in six starts, he's got four top 10s this season. Does Ross Chastain. Now, you know, I know it's across different disciplines, but it's across different disciplines. Like, it doesn't matter what track this guy's been thrown on, he's been inside of the top 10, right? Short of Bristol, which was a true shorter track. But he started way in the back in that one. He started 36th and climbed his way up to 15th, right? I mean, that's a hell of a climb for a guy on a track like Bristol. That's not easy, especially in that race, right? That was the race where tire wear was just trash and everybody was not having fun with it. So definitely don't like that. But a fourth place at Vegas, starting 20th, that's impressive. Seventh place after starting 21st in Atlanta, still pretty impressive. What I'm going to lean on a little bit heavier here too is that sixth place finish that he had in Phoenix when he started 12th. We didn't talk a lot about it when we came up here, but this is the same tire package that they're going to be, the same package just overall. That they're not tire package, but the same package, the short track package that they're bringing back to this track, which means he performed very well in this configuration, this car that they're bringing to Richmond. And if he got a sixth place finish in Phoenix, I mean, there's a quarter of a mile missing from that track between that and Richmond. So I still think that he's in for a decent day on Richmond in general. So for me, I mean, again, when you look at his track history here, it's not really the greatest, but he did have a third place finish in the spring of last year after starting fourth, right? He even led 16 laps of that. And in fact, in the fall of 2022, he led 80 laps. He started second, led 80 laps, ended up finishing 18th. Cody, was that the one where he got into it with Hamlin as well? I feel like that was one of the Hamlin's kerfuffles.
I was looking through my notes because I talked about him on the betting episode as well. So spring of 22 where he led, is that the one?
No, it was a fall. It was the fall of 22.
Fall. So he led the 80 laps. He had a tire issue that
day.
There
it is. That's
the spring race. He was top three in both stages. Then he had made contact with Ryan Blaney.
That's what
where he didn't get the result. And then also that fall race last year, Rod, the 24th, a little bit of an outlier. That was when he was in timeout again. I mean, it's a funny thing to say, but it was pretty true, right? Mr. H called him out. Justin Marks called him out. Chevrolet was likely involved. he kind of sat in the corner cowering for a little bit before Phoenix Chastain came back out and brought himself back to life. So I really like this play. Again, I made the case for a top 10. I laughed at the number they were hanging for a top 10, being that it was only minus 105 or whatever it was. And to get him at 12.5 on underdog, that's an even better deal. So, yeah, I fully agree. Actually, I was planning to put this one in Rod Beeman to the Docks. So another one you stole from me.
Yep. Well, I mean, this is what happens when I have just about a couple extra seconds of time on my hands. So, all right. Well, then let's go over these underdog plays because I feel like we have had these are all solid. I really like all of these. So
yeah.
Good luck trying to pick the one you don't
hard
want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the one you want to leave off, the Chase Elliott one probably. But sorry, Rod.
It's okay.
No, yeah, it was not hard to make underdog. It was actually hard to only give out three underdog picks this week. So love weeks like that.
Cody's. This is the only show in which Cody will not fill up with 600 different things. So you gotta.
Yeah, not yet, Rod. Wait till I start doubling up on all these plays. I'm just giving out full DraftKings lineups and full underdog car. Here's all the five leg underdog plays I'm giving out.
Love
it. It's coming. Don't worry.
All right, let's give you those underdog picks for you. We've got Bubba Wallace finishing better than 14th and a half. We have got Cody started you out with that. I gave you Kyle Busch worse than 10 and a half. Cody gave you Alex Bowman better than 15 and a half. I gave you Elliott better than 11 and a half. Cody gave you Ty Gibbs better than 7.5. And then I gave you Ross Chastain better than 12 and a half. Cody, we have reached the end of the week, man. I'm a little sad. I do love talking NASCAR with you all week long, but I will tell you that I'll be happy to watch this race because I can't wait.
It is always nice to get to the weekend. Of course, Xfinity Series will take the track tomorrow. Cup Series on Easter Sunday. Get to spend time with the family. Sit down and watch the Cup race. It's beautiful. Gotta love it. I'm excited. Good luck this weekend on all your DFS, your fantasy, your underdog plays. Let's go make some money before we turn around and do it again next week.
Indeed. Hopefully you've bought all of the little die casts so you can hide them across your lawn for your kids, because no one loves finding a Chase Elliott die cast more than your son and or daughter.
Oh, Rod, the die cast, the Hot Wheels, they definitely make it into the eggs around here.
Damn skippy they do. All right, Cody. Well, as we send everybody off into the weekend, please remind them where they can find you outside of the square that you are occupying right now.
Yep. Follow me over on the X at @HouseGrunner_Zeeb. I will have an Elite Eight upsets parlays. It's going to be harder to keep riding upsets as we get to the less games, Rod, but that will be out after the games conclude this evening before the Elite Eight starts. Check that out. Got that 2-round mock draft for the NFL over on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check that out. Give me your feedback. Let me know about your favorite team. If you like the pick, where you think they'll go. And, hey, if you got time, go back and listen to all the other shows earlier this week. F1 Gambling Podcast, got a recap out over there. We'll be back to do it again next week, and I can't wait.
Can't wait to do it again. Follow me on X at RJ Villa Gomez. Link in the bio to everything I got going on, whether it's here. Check out my Sportsbook Review articles. I got WrestleMania article coming out there, so if you just love wrestling, or you just want to see, you can actually bet on WrestleMania. Yes, you can. And the odds are out there. So check that out. And of course, I've got my article for the Toyota Owners 400 for Sportsbook Review there. Go back, check out Seth and his special guest for the Back Road that kicked, did it yesterday. Talk about Richmond, man. I almost don't want to let you guys go, but I'm going to anyway. So, we will see you on Monday for the recap, or Sunday. We'll let you know, but see you then. Until then, let's go racing and let it ride.